Scorecast. I'm Scott Horvath, and of course today we're doing our Hazards Roundup episode for October of 2007. Let's go ahead and get started. We had a pair of 6.8 earthquakes in the middle of the month, one on the 15th in New Zealand, and one on the 24th in Indonesia. There was also a 5.6 earthquake that struck the San Francisco Bay Area October 30th around 8:04 p.m. The thing to note about this one was that it was the largest earthquake in the San Francisco Bay Area since the 1989 Loma Prieta earthquake. So although it wasn't as large as that one, it was certainly felt widely across Central California. And so far, there's been over 60,000 responses to the Did You Feel It part of the website, part of the earthquake's website. You can, of course, go there to earthquake.usgs.gov, click on the link on the left-hand side for the earthquake, for the 5.6, and you'll see under the Maps tab, there's a Did You Feel It section where you can actually click on that link and you fill out the form. You can see all the current responses to how many people have actually reported this earthquake and the level of shaking that they've felt. So go ahead and check out that website if you haven't been there yet. Hopefully you all have. If not, this will be your first entry into it. There was also a 7.2 earthquake that happened near the Northern Mariana Islands. So another significant earthquake event. In the world of landslides, we have a few items here. We have some that were associated with Typhoon Krosa out in Taiwan, or near Taiwan, that happened in the beginning of October. There was also one that happened at the beginning of October in San Diego, and one along the Oregon coast near Canby on Highway 99. And of course, as we talk about wildfires, this is a serious topic right now, of course, because of what is happening in California. Our own Clarice Ransom did a recent CoreCast with Eric Berg from the USGS talking about the science behind wildfires, the science that USGS is involved with before a wildfire occurs, during a wildfire, and of course after a wildfire. So if you haven't heard that yet, go ahead and take a listen. It's pretty interesting stuff in there, and it's exciting to know the types of science that actually occur as a result of a wildfire, or even before a wildfire. So go ahead and listen to that. Also, of course, you can go to the GeoMac website for recent wildfire information updates. That address is GeoMac, it's G-E-O-M-A-C, .usgs.gov. Keep going to it, though. We definitely want you to keep in touch with what's happening around your area if you're living in California or if you're not living in California. And you can also visit the National Hazards Gateway, the wildfire area. That's at usgs.gov/hazards/wildfires, where you'll find more links to additional wildfire information, as well as press releases and other items related to that type of hazard. And as we switch focus over to volcanoes, there is still the new direction of the lava flow at Kilauea in Hawaii. And Mount St. Helens, of course, is still growing a lava dome. So that is certainly not stopping anytime soon. And that does it for this episode of the USGS CoreCast. Thanks for listening. And, of course, keep tuning in. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your neighbors about the USGS CoreCast. We're doing a lot of exciting things, a lot of exciting science, and certainly we are not short of things to talk about. So, as well, I want to refer everyone back to our previous episode where we ask you to send in your questions. If you have science questions you want to send in, if you want us to answer, we'll take those questions, we'll send them out to our scientists, and we'll get the answers from them, and we'll share those with you. So your questions, it'll be your episode. So please send those into the CoreCast team. You can email us at corecast@usgs.gov. And, of course, as always, the USGS CoreCast is a product of the U.S. Geological Survey, Department of the Interior. I'm Scott Horvath saying keep it cool.